Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Senator Jake Chapman. So a busy week starts with the tax reform bill. What can you tell me about this?
The governor put out her tax plan to reduce income tax here in the state of Iowa. And this last week, Senate Republicans passed out the Iowa Working Families Tax Relief Act. This is a billion-dollar tax cut for Iowans. What that equates to is for a middle-income earner, they'll take home an extra $1,000 per year. We have an uncompetitive tax code here in Iowa. And because we've had an uncompetitive tax code, we've been using a lot of tax credits to incentivize business to come here to Iowa. So this bill recognizes that as we make Iowa's income tax competitive, it's time for us to phase out these tax credits. And there's been a lot of criticism over the tax credits over the last several years, and we think it's appropriate to phase these tax credits out and make all Iowans winners. We are actually decreasing both the corporate tax rate and the individual tax rate. So individual tax rates will be reduced by about 30%. We also reduce our corporate tax rate from 12%, which is our nation's highest corporate tax rate, to 7%. The other thing this bill does is it doubles the pension exemption from taxes. Right now, first $10,000 of pension income is tax exempt. We're doubling that in this tax bill to help give relief to those who have retired and have chosen to stay here in the state of Iowa. There's going to be a process whenever we have a fiscal note where it's a billion-dollar tax cut. It's important to recognize, though, that our revenues still are increasing. And so this bill phases in over several years. And as we phase out these tax credits, that's going to put more money back into the budget as well. But we also have to recognize that if we're doing tax cuts, the purpose is to stimulate economy. It is not a static number. It's a dynamic number. And we know that the more money we put back into the pockets of Iowans, the more money they're going to be able to invest. There's going to be more job creation, higher wages, which all brings more money back into the state general fund. But our objective is really to put more money back into the pockets of Iowans. We've grown the budget since I've been there over $1 billion, and that's just in a few short years. So it's important that we be fiscally responsible with our expenditures and at the same time recognize that we want to give the money back to the taxpayers.
All right. Another bill you're working on has to do with work comp fraud. What is the latest on this?
Very exciting debate on that. I was very disappointed, frankly, that the opposition group to this bill were the trial lawyers. We should be united in fighting against fraud. And we know there's fraud in the system. And so this bill permits the insurance commissioner to form a division to specifically go after workers' compensation fraud. That can range from healthcare providers who are doing self-referrals to claimants who are exaggerating injuries. And I was disappointed that we didn't have bipartisan support on this. The Democrats locked up on this bill. I think it's a good depiction of where we've come in our political system in which we can't have a bipartisan support on weeding out fraud. So this bill did pass the Senate. It's now in the hands of the House. Very hopeful they'll take this bill up. The reality is when fraud occurs, it is not a victimless crime. We're all paying for it. Every Iowan is paying for it. Upwards of about $900 a year in increased cost of goods and services because of premium increases due to fraud. I've had great conversations with the insurance commissioner. I'm very confident that if we can get this passed, we're going to see some great results. And we send a message to people that are defrauding the system and costing all of us more money that we're not going to tolerate it. And that if you're doing it, you're going to end up in prison.
A few more things to talk about here. First is speed cameras. What is the latest on this?
We've had this debate now for several years, and I think this is the year it's actually going to get done. Last year when we debated the speed camera bill, unfortunately, there was a number of amendments that ended up getting adopted, and it effectively killed our chances of getting the cameras removed. This year's different. The Senate has passed a bill to remove all speed cameras and red light cameras in the state of Iowa. That's now been sent over to the House. The core of this is when we have penalties and we have fines, one of the purposes is to change behavior. And when you receive a ticket 30 days later, that certainly doesn't change behavior. There's also a very strong question as to due process of law and allowing individuals to have due process when they're being alleged to a crime. And that's why it's actually not a crime. It is a civil penalty. And that's how these cities have gotten around it, because otherwise it would hold up to no muster with the courts if it was a criminal violation, because there is no due process. And we have seen that there's cities that have said this is about safety, but yet the data shows that these red light cameras have increased accidents, that it hasn't improved safety, and some cities have actually taken them down because they've looked at that data and recognized it's not doing what it's supposed to. In fact, it's doing just the opposite, because people are slamming on their brakes to make sure they're not getting a ticket. So this bill would effectively remove all cameras in the state of Iowa. It's one we have been working on for several years. Senator Brad Zahn has been the lead sponsor on that, and I was happy to be able to support that bill.
One last thing to talk about here is the energy bill. So what's the latest on this bill?
This is an important bill that creates sustainability and reduced costs for ratepayers. And we have been working in the Senate for the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, we had companion bills in the House. It did not get out of the House Commerce Committee. So the live bill is currently in the Senate. It is now eligible for floor debate. I suspect we'll be voting on this bill probably in the next few days, and we'll get it sent over to the House and allow them an opportunity to work on it as well. But in the end, one of the things I'm most focused on is making sure that there's transparency, because for over 20, 30 years, we have had a tax on our utility bills that by law has been hidden from ratepayers. So that's going to be disclosed. And the other second component to that is making sure Iowans have an opportunity to decide whether or not they want to be paying for that tax. Currently in the bill, there's an opt-in provision to allow people, if they want to keep paying into the program, to keep doing that. I think there will be an amendment to change it to an opt-out, so people will have to take an affirmative action to opt out of this program. But we want to make sure Iowans have a choice in whether or not they're paying for these rebate programs. If they do, great. If they don't, they can save roughly 9-10% on their utility bill on a monthly basis.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you again in a few weeks.
Great, Joe. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with State Senator Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.